So, Maxi, looking forward to the championship opener against Cavan. The championship beckons in what, a couple of days' time. So far this year, Maxi, what have you made of 2022 for the Donegal Senior Ladies, and what are the positives that you can take in the championship now this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's been a really good year so far for us. You know, we reached the National League final the second time in our history, and that in itself was a great achievement for the girls. You know, getting the run out in Croke Park was something we feel will be of big benefit to us down the line in terms of the experience gained on the day and the experience of playing on a big day, you know, against a team as good as me there. So, you know, that has obviously been the highlight. But yeah, look, we feel we've progressed as a team, which we always, you know, plan to do. And, you know, we've got a couple of players back in that haven't been around for a while, a couple of new players, you know, got a bit of experience on the field as well. So yeah, look, we think it's been a very successful year so far.
Yeah, one of those players was Tanya Kennedy, who came back from Australia. And I know at the time ahead of the league final that if they were going to get game time at Croke Park, both herself and the returning Niamh Higgerty, it was going to be all about preparation for the championship of those two girls, Maxi.
Yeah, look, and you know, you seen straight away when Niamh came on, the quality that she brings. You know, she has she's just got a way of playing football that so she has no equal in Donegal anyway. And you know, she's just been a fabulous player for Donegal down through the years, and it's brilliant to have her back. Tanya's been out for a lot longer, I suppose, and she would have done well. She's got a very tough task when she went on to go on to Vicky Wall, and she's done that very well for a girl playing her first game. So to come back after 10 odd years and, you know, recommence your career in Croke Park, it's a big ask, and it's a big occasion for Tanya. So look, those girls have been now, they've probably a month's training done now since the National League final, so you know, they'll be well bedded on at this stage. So yeah, look, like the rest, and just round to go now and get a crack at those championship.
Yeah, you like pulling a rabbit out of a hat every now and then, Max. Have you made any more additions, have you, since the league final, or are you happy with the squad that you have now?
No, we have what we have now. Yeah, look, we're happy enough. And look, Tanya's a girl we probably can't have her eye on for this last couple of years, and trying to, you know, make moves to see if she could come back, and things just fell into place this year. Niamh, we were always very hopeful she'd come back at some point, but she just needed a little bit of an extra break to get the body right. So yeah, look, they were two massive additions, we feel, and you know, they're adding to an already healthy squad.
Yeah. What's the player personnel like going into this game, Max? It's a huge game, obviously. Do you have any concerns over players injury wise ahead of the tie?
Yeah, look, we always have a couple, you know, but this is still 5 days out from the game, so we've time to see how people respond in the next week or so. You know, the more you train, the more risk there is of injury, and the game going back a week allowed us an extra week's training, and you know, this time of year it's going to be fairly tough, so you know, you always are going to run the risk of picking up those wee knocks and that. So yeah, look, we have a couple, but look, we'll see how they go tonight, and hopefully they'll all come through.
Yeah, would you envisage many changes from the team which lined out at Croke Park from the team that's going to start the championship, Maxi?
No, not really. Look, as I say, it'll depend on the couple of wee niggles we have. Look, I'm not going to go into it now at the minute. You know, there's a couple of girls that need a bit of time, and you know, whether it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days it takes, you know, that's what it'll take. So, fingers crossed, we can get everybody on the pitch at the weekend.
Listen, the occasion is huge for the Donegal Ladies, Maxi. It's part of the big double header against Cavan. How important was it from an LGFA point of view in the county to have this game as part of the men's tie as well in Clonus?
Yeah, look, I think it's a brilliant occasion for the LGFA in Donegal. I think every time there's a doubleheader anywhere in the country, I think it's a great occasion for the LGFA. It's been the ladies' football as a product that's improving in quality all the time. The standard is really rising, and what the double header does, it gives people that may not have gone to watch them play before a chance to go and and see the quality of the football that they're able to produce. And you know, more often than not, people who come and see them for the first time, you know, go out the door with a real heightened appreciation of the quality of the football the girls can play, and you know, the standard that the Donegal team is operating at anyway. So from that perspective, you know, the promotional end of it is massive, and it's a great shop window for the girls to showcase ladies football. And then look, from our own perspective in terms of our goals for the year, playing on a day like Sunday in Clonus adds a bit of pressure to the occasion and adds, you know, a few more elements to the gear to consider. And, you know, I always feel that that's a great value looking down the line. You know, even having got to Croke Park the last day is something that adds a bit of pressure. And, you know, if we would happen to get back to Croke Park another day this year, we feel we'll be better for having experience at the bank already. And, you know, the same goes with the Cavan game on Sunday. It does add a wee bit of heightened stress levels to the occasion. So, you know, if we get through that, again, we feel to be better for that. So there's, look, it's a win-win situation for everybody. And even the Donegal supporters that do go and watch the both teams, you know, they're able to see the two in the one goal and the one less day out of the house, and sure, appreciated by everybody.
Yeah, and listen, Max, Clonus has already been a happy hunting ground for you this year. You beat Dublin there in the semi-final.
Yeah, look, we have. And look, we won a couple of their finals against our man Monaghan there in recent times as well. So yeah, look, I'd say I always feel it is the spiritual home of football in Ulster, and Donegal have had a lot of very good days in Clonus over the last 10 years or so, and we feel that it's a great location for the game. You know, it's close to Cavan, so there'll be a big Cavan crowd in attendance, and Donegal fans aren't shy about travelling either. So look, we think it could be a great occasion, and you know, it's a great day for football in both codes.
What about Cavan then? What's the opposition going to be like at the weekend for you, Maxa?
Well, Cavan are a team that have caused us plenty of difficulty over the last couple of years. We played them in the semi-final last year and we were 1-6 that point down after about 15 minutes. So look, we really had to, you know, sort ourselves out at the water break in half-time and to get back on top of that one. We came through it all right in the end. And then 2019, about 15 minutes to go, we were 6 points down and we managed to get that one to extra time and catch them in extra time. So look, Cavan will have no fear of Donegal. They've been playing Division 2 this last couple of years, and you know, they've been neck and neck in a lot of the games they played, and you know, there's a couple of very good footballers. We get Gerlin Sheridan up front as a real handful, and the likes of Sinead Green, the halfback, and the guards are around for a long time. So look, this Cavan team is as most Cavan teams are, not like any confidence or any belief, and you know, they'll come on Sunday with a big Cavan crowd behind them, and they'll come with all guns blazing, and look, we'll have to be in top shape to get the better of them.
Yeah, Armagh awaiting the final. I'm sure you watched Armagh's fantastic one against Monaghan last week. They made a big statement, so they did, Maxie, last Sunday.
Aye, they did. Aye, yeah. Look, both semi-finals last year were similar score lines, and I think that's the thing about Lilly's football. Look, you can pull away from somebody very quickly with the frequency of the goals are scored, and you know, you can definitely embellish the scoreboard, and maybe doesn't always give a true reflection of where the teams are at. But the two teams played out a league match at the end at the start of March, and there was 3 points between them. So, you know, I don't think that's a fair reflection of where Monaghan are. They're that far behind, and you know, probably our own game with Cavan ended in a similar scoreline last year. But it was only the fact that we got the 6 goals, you know, that made it look that way. And you know, for anybody who's at the game, they would have seen how tight a contest that was, and the score didn't reflect the position of the two teams at either. So, look, I wouldn't read too much into the score lines, but look, Armagh, the current Ulster champions, beat us last year by a point, and they themselves are going for 3 in a row. We would have 3 in a row, 17, 18 and 19. So look, if we could manage it over Cavan on Sunday, it's definitely one we'll need very little motivation for anyway.
Yeah, you mentioned obviously that game at Hayley Park last year, and you also alluded to the 3 in a row that Donegal had won before. Can you see that hunger that was in the group during the 3 in a row maybe back this year again, Max, and as you try and get a provincial crown once again?
Yeah, look, the COVID situation affected every walk of everybody's life, and no more so the Ulster Championship and provincial competitions and all the other provinces fell by the wayside. Ulster did manage to have one, albeit with two teams in 2020. So look, we were keen to get back at it last year, and I think the structure of it last year didn't help matters. It was played 2 weeks after the Dublin All-Ireland quarter-final. So look, we had a big job to pick everybody up off the floor after the Dublin game. And the competition last year had no relevance in the All-Ireland series. This year it's back to the old way where the Ulster champions are seeded as top seeds in the All-Ireland stages. So look, there's a big prize looking down the line as well for that, in terms of being the Ulster champions. But look, apart from that, there's just a level of personal pride, and as you mentioned, a bite and a hunger that the Gaelics feel that look, last year they didn't they were better than the performance they gave in Omagh that day. And you know, we would feel that we give ourselves an awful head start. You know, they scored about 2-4 in the space of 7 or 8 minutes midway through the first half, and we left ourselves with a mountain to climb that we just weren't able to get over. So we feel, you know, it's a challenge we would relish to get another go at Armagh.